Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I love this one. I promised her she'd remain anonymous. So we're going to call her Melissa.
Okay,
it's nothing
Melissa.
Close to her name.
Good, I like it.
Because I know her. All right, she said, am I the jerk for telling my friend to dye her hair?
Okay.
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? To preface, this isn't something I've done yet, but I want to know if I'm going to be a jerk when I do it.
you're pre-jerking yourself.
Yeah, I'm 24.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm 24 and getting married next summer. Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
Go, girl. She said, I'm getting married relatively young, and therefore I'm the first of my friends to get married, and most of my friends have never even been in a wedding before either.
Oh, I remember those days.
You remember those days?
That was us. We were amongst the first of our friends to get married.
And you were so excited to be in a wedding.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She said, I have 6 bridesmaids. It's my sister, my 2 college roommates, and our other 3 friends who are all college roommates.
Bet.
One of the other girls in the group of roommates is a friend of mine, but not someone I'm super close to, and she dyes her hair a lot, all caps.
Wait. Okay.
She said she currently has neon red hair. Think like a box of Red Hots. I actually love it on her, and I think it suits her. However, a couple of my friends and family members have asked me if I plan on asking her to dye it to a more natural color for our wedding. For reference, my wedding is black tie, and I'm keeping it super simple with black and white decor and black dresses for bridesmaids.
Classy.
In short, I want it to be classy and very elegant.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even thought about it before it was mentioned to me. I want all my friends to look like themselves and to embrace their own sense of style in our wedding to a degree.
Well,
I didn't think I cared about her hair because there's so many more important things to worry about. But the longer I think about our wedding pictures and the vibe we're going for, I am wondering if I should ask her to dye it. I'm not trying to be a bridezilla, but I also know I only get married once, hopefully, and it's supposed to be a day for me to shine as a bride. I have no idea how she would react or if she would care, but am I the jerk for asking my friend to dye her hair for my wedding?
Well,
Melissa.
Well, Melissa.
She said, I don't want to risk losing a friendship, but...
But it's also my wedding day,
you know,
and I want to ask her to dye her hair.
Everybody got in her damn head. She was fine.
She was fine. She wouldn't even think about it.
This is the problem with people getting involved in weddings and telling brides and grooms what they should or shouldn't, giving too much advice.
Yep.
And now she's overthinking telling her friend to change who she is. But at the same time, I get it. It's your wedding pictures. You're paying thousands probably for these things, you
and,
know?
And the people around you are just trying to think of all of the things that might be missed because you are so overwhelmed when you're planning a wedding. I remember. It's a lot at once, bruh. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, and you're going, oh, snap, the little details. Oh, snap. Oh, yeah, that.
Not to go backwards, but I'm gonna.
What up?
I remember a huge fight when I got married was that my sister was mad at me that I wasn't going to let them be at we were going to do a first look privately where I saw him before the wedding and he saw me.
Right.
And she was furious that they didn't get to be there for that walk down the aisle first look. And I went, this isn't about you. And we got into a huge fight and I went, I don't care. It's about us. I don't want you at the first look. We're having a private moment. It's our wedding.
It's our first look.
And so they watched from a window far away.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Like psychos. And it was fine. But you have to stand your ground on what you want because everyone will get in your head.
Oh, well, okay, but now that they have gotten in her head, that is what she wants. And she's saying, yeah, you guys are kind of right.
I haven't
thought about it. What I didn't like is if you can digress a little bit to the beginning when she says, yeah, she's someone I'm cool with, but not like super close to. Why is she standing in your wedding
day? I kind of thought that too. Like, well, if you're not that close, she shouldn't be a bridesmaid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. She could be a flower girl. She could be an usherette. Is that if that's the proper term to use for it?
But this isn't what should she do.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for asking my bridesmaid to dye her bright red hair because I'm worried about the pictures. You know who else has bright red hair and she looks fine? Lisa in Sheboygan.
Right.
She looks great.
It looks great. Well, think about the Christinas with the blue hairs of the world.
Christina
the Lisas and Sheboygans of the world.
Yeah.
The people that like to change their hair. And that's their self-expression.
It's them. It looks like them and it makes sense.
My sister-in-law, side story, she works for this company that has a pretty strict dress code policy, right? You can only wear certain colors, right? I think it's like black and blue, basically.
Oh, God.
So she's going, okay, well, if I got to wear these colors, my hair's going to be changing.
How she expresses herself.
And that's how a lot of people express themselves.
Because they can't wear what they want to work. Ah, that's interesting.
Let me just drop the Crown Act on you real quick. You legally can't tell somebody what to do with or without their hair, right? Mm-hmm. If I wanted to grow locks, I could grow locks. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to leave it grown crazy style, I could leave it grown crazy style. If I want to dye it all sorts of colors, I can dye it all sorts of colors. You can't tell me what to do with my hair in work. Why should you be able to tell somebody to do with their hair in life?
Because it's your wedding and you're paying for it. That's why.
Gosh.
It's not a workplace. But I get your point, and I respect it, but it's not. It's her wedding. She's paying for everything, minus the bridesmaid dress. They're paying for that.
And it really shouldn't be that big of a deal if she's somebody that likes to dye her hair a lot. She could do temporary dye.
Oh,
one night only.
You know what? That's a good point. Listen, is she the jerk, though, for asking her friend to dye her hair? Yes or no? Do you have an answer, or you can't decide?
I really am in the middle of this one, man, because I get it, but I don't like the fact that she's even thinking about it. But I understand why she's thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And if it's somebody that dyes their hair, it shouldn't be that big of an issue for them. It's the fact that you're asking somebody to change their personality that I don't like.
That's the part where, and I feel like she feels that she knows the core. This is where the moral dilemmas come in on Am I the Jerk? It's like, I want to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I might not be. So can you guys tell me if I'm a jerk and my moral compass is off for telling someone to dye their hair at my wedding? I don't know.
She's also thinking about somebody else on her wedding day. If she wants her to dye her hair, who are we to say, yeah, you the jerk for it?
Who texted in, my job has natural hair color only in our policy?
Wait a second.
That can't even be. That sounds whack. Please text me back and tell me where you work just because I'm curious and I want to know.
That's a side conversation.
Side conversation.
Yeah.
What the hell? Mm-hmm.
I got a link to send you.
I don't think that's a thing, but
I got a link to send you, dog. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting some really good texts. You know what? You can call or text. We're going to get our callers on the phone. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. And we're going to find out, is she the jerk, Melissa the jerk, for asking her bridesmaid to dye her hair?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Melissa wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk for asking one of her bridesmaids to dye her hair. Now, she wants to have an elegant black tie wedding, and she didn't think about it till people brought it up. Well, one of your bridesmaids has bright red hair, and she thinks she looks great, but now she's thinking, well, wait, I don't know if I want that in the pictures. Hold on.
And she wasn't the only one to bring that up, and now she's really thinking about it.
All right, Katie Ann's in Lake Geneva. I'm dying to hear what the listeners are going to say today. Hi, Katie Ann.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, are you going jerk or not the jerk if she tells her friend to dye her hair?
She's a jerk.
Flat out.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Reason?
I mean, realistically, if they were going to tell me to dye my hair, I would probably go and dye my hair, but I would make it brighter and bolder.
Fetishes! I thought she was going to say, but I'm going to now have a stank face the whole night. Nope, nope. She said bright, bolder.
That's funny. All right. So that's sweet and simple.
Jerk.
Yeah. She said jerk because I'm dyeing it bolder if you tell me what to do.
You accepted her to be there in the beginning. You should accept her how she is no matter what.
So. What are you going to do if your bridesmaid gains weight or loses weight? What are you going to do if something changes that she can't control about her appearance? Yep. What are you going to do then? I didn't think about that
She said she wanted to be a bride. She didn't want to be a bridezilla.
Listen.
So if they were going to make me, I would go brighter and bolder and make it really crazy.
Well, think about this. This is hypothetical. What if a bridesmaid sprains her ankle? Now she's on crutches for your pictures, and you're like, how do we run and do the jump?
How are we all going to do fun pictures?
I understand that's not, you don't control that one, and you can control the hair one.
But
anything
now,
could happen appearance-wise.
You shouldn't be allowed to control it.
Let's bring it back to the hair then, y'all. And what if she does have bright red hair on her own? What if she's got strawberry blonde or ginger hair? You gonna tell her to dye her hair because it doesn't fit the black and white theme?
There are natural redheads. Beautiful.
Well, and what if she puts it back to the regular and she looks awful, and then you're really mad? You're like, dang, even makeup can't fix this.
You should have kept the red. Now it's your wedding day. What you gonna do? You know what? Ooh.
She said,
Katie Ann said, jerk, flat out.
Thank you, Katie Ann. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
She's been missing for a while. She said she's been having trouble getting through. So I'm so glad she's back. Let's pull up Amelia in Milwaukee. She's a spicy one. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning.
Wepa.
We missed you. Are you gonna say jerk or not the jerk for telling her friend to dye her hair for the wedding?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Oh.
If a girl dyes her hair a lot, it shouldn't be an issue. If not, the other option be like, you know, if she doesn't want to dye her hair, just get a wig, a normal wig. And I'll be back.
Oh, Amelia.
What kind of red are we talking about? Is it like, you know, the rapper Kim when she had red hair, or what kind of red hair?
Right.
I think she said it looked like a box of Big Red, didn't she?
She said Red Hots.
Red Hots.
And I love it.
That's red.
It looks like a box of Red Hots, and I actually love it on her. I think it suits her. However, a couple of my friends have asked me if I plan on asking her to dye it a natural color for our wedding.
So yes, Amelia, it was Lil Kim 2003 red. You're right.
I was about to say Evie Queen, but I was
like,
you know,
La Caballota.
I mean, if she says, hey, I don't want to dye my hair anymore, the other option is get a wig.
Yeah.
I mean, people now these days, they wear wigs now.
Yeah, but Amelia, I think the core issue is she the jerk for asking someone to change her appearance? Which, to me, a wig would also be that, right?
In my brain, no. The wig is like the quick in and out, because you could do that for pictures.
Yeah.
For the pictures, and then bam, once the dance floor gets dancing, whip the wig off.
Well, then let me just ask you and Amelia, because you're both married, did you have any pictures of your wedding party up on your walls, or is it just you and the wifey? Keep it real.
I didn't have a big wedding and receptionist. It was just simple in the courtroom. That's it. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some simple photographs of us, really, but it's maybe a few frames here and there. Not even in frames. They're like on the magnet on the fridge, right?
You don't even put the damn pictures with the... Everybody pays for them, and all you put up are the ones that you and your spouse, and maybe a few family ones here and there.
We'll look at them in 10 years.
All right, Amelia. She says, not the jerk. Tell her to dye her hair the right color.
The friend shouldn't care. She dyes it all the time, or get a wig.
Love it. Thanks, Amelia.
Yeah, have a nice one.
You too. Bye. No, she was short, sweet, to the point. We love Amelia. That's on point.
Well, Sherry's in Germantown. She's officially got a theme song now. Do you remember Sherry in Germantown?
Sherry in Germantown, of course.
She worked hard for this one, and she's going to be the tiebreaker today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
what up, Sherry? I was in your hood the other day.
Guten Morgen.
I checked out a supper club on a date, which you might have heard on the show.
Yeah,
I was in Germantown. Okay.
Okay.
Not too far from me.
Nope, I was not. So, Sherry, you're the tiebreaker, though. Which way are you going?
Oh, no. Sherry?
Here's my question.
Oh, I got scared she dropped out. I got nervous.
I got nervous, too.
I'm in a bad zone.
Lovely. Well, that's Germantown. I'm kidding. I just meant far in the boonies, not Germantown.
I'm almost in Mequon.
Mequon. Oh, over there by Tom.
Oh, no.
But, well, then let's answer.
Club.
Let's answer in a dignified manner. Is she or is she not the jerk?
It is a black tie wedding.
Sherry.
Are you kidding me? Jerk or not
I'm
the
here.
Jerk?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You are. Thank God.
I'm going to go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You better shout it
jerk.
Out. Jerk.
Jerk.
Okay, go on.
Is she going to pay for it? Because that's not cheap.
Valid.
That part.
If she is asking her to dye it.
Yep.
Because without Emilia, we hadn't thought about the wig. If she's asking her to dye it, that's what, $100 or more?
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
It could be way more.
Way
I mean,
more.
I pay a
and,
lot to
oh,
get
by
my
the
hair
way,
covered.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, are you going to pay for it to go back?
When the wedding's said and done, for the one night that you want her to have brown hair.
You know what, Sherry, you're right. She is a jerk,
yeah.
actually. You brought me back around. I'm so with you because you have to pay for it to get dyed, and then you have to pay for it to,
No, okay. you make the most sense today, Sherry. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Well,
love it. Well, thank you. So that we're going to pan it out now with Jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk for asking your bridesmaid to dye her hair.
According to Sherry, especially.
Right. Thank you, Sherry. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
I love you
too.
Back.
Mwah, mwah. Love when they say I love you.
Makes you feel good, don't it?
Ah, so good. All right. I enjoyed
that. I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Am I the Jerk.